WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're feeling a little lost in the noise sometimes, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that bombards us with information, expectations, and comparisons, making it easy to lose sight of who we really are and what makes us amazing. But here's the thing. Confidence and self-esteem aren't things that magically appear. They're skills we build, brick by brick. And one of the most powerful tools in our arsenal? Positive affirmations. Ever felt like a tiny voice in your head is constantly putting you down, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough? That inner critic can be relentless. But what if you could turn that volume down and replace those negative thoughts with empowering, positive ones? Today, we're diving deep into the world of positive affirmations. We'll explore how they work, why they matter, and give you actionable steps to start building a more confident and self-assured you. All right, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you tap into the power of positive affirmations. First, understand that our thoughts shape our reality. This might sound cheesy, but seriously, what we focus on expands. If you constantly tell yourself, "I can't do this," or "I'm not good enough," guess what? Your actions and outcomes will likely reflect those beliefs. But flip the script. When you affirm things like, "I am capable," "I am worthy," or "I believe in myself," you start rewiring your brain to see yourself in a more positive light. Second, affirmations aren't just empty words. They need to be genuine and meaningful to you. Think about what areas of your life you want to improve. Confidence, relationships, career, health, and craft affirmations that directly address those areas. Don't just say things like, "I am confident," if deep down you don't feel it. Instead, get specific. Try affirmations like, "I confidently approach new challenges," or "I speak up for myself with clarity and conviction." Remember, consistency is key here. Make affirmations a part of your daily routine. Repeat them in the mirror, write them in a journal, even set reminders on your phone. Third, believe what you're saying. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. When you say an affirmation, really feel it in your heart and mind. Don't just go through the motions. Visualize yourself embodying those positive qualities. Fourth, affirmations are a journey, not a destination. It takes time to break old patterns and cultivate new beliefs. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate small victories, and don't get discouraged if you have setbacks. Just like learning any new skill, it takes practice and persistence. Finally, remember that building confidence isn't just about what you say to yourself. It's also about taking action. Affirmations can be a powerful motivator, but they're most effective when paired with real-world experiences. Step outside your comfort zone, try new things, and challenge yourself. Think of it like this. Imagine you're learning a new dance routine. You might practice the steps in front of the mirror and repeat them out loud until you feel confident. But ultimately, the true test comes when you hit the dance floor and put those moves to work. So, how can you apply these principles in your own life? Picture this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, butterflies are doing the tango in your stomach, and that inner critic is whispering all sorts of doubts in your ear. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not qualified? Sound familiar? Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, pause for a moment and repeat a few positive affirmations. I am prepared and knowledgeable. I have valuable insights to share. I command attention with confidence and clarity. Feel those words sink in. Visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation. Engage the audience. Make eye contact and project your voice with authority. When you step onto that stage, carry those affirmations with you. Remember, building confidence is a journey, not a sprint. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. But by incorporating positive affirmations into your daily routine, you can start to rewire your brain for success, silencing the inner critic and unleashing your full potential. So, get out there, own your space, and shine brightly. I know you've got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and join the conversation on social media using A Tap Out Overstimulation. We're in this together, folks, one positive affirmation at a time. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and embrace the power within you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.